Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you. Thank you so much, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, for being here with yours truly, Lisa Marie, here on this truly divine day, on the 8th day, well, I should say the 8th month, the 12th day of this glorious year. And I tell you, what a divine number, 12, that I'm here today, on today, the Lord our Sabbath. And I tell you, it's been about a week since I've been with you, and as always, I'm excited to come to you and minister the word of the Lord and break bread with you. I tell you, what the Lord is doing is just awesome, and I'm truly being blessed by the word of the Lord, amen, as I sit at his feet, at his table, hallelujah, and I feast upon what he's opened and prepared for me. And I tell you, what a blessing it is to make your own food, prepare your own food, amen. It's a blessing to be mature in the Lord, amen. And I tell you, it's a blessing to take the lead, amen. And I hope that you are taking the lead in your life. I hope you truly are the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Because God made us that. The Lord made us that, amen. When he died on the cross of Calvary and gave his life for us, he said that he came to make us the head, not the tail, by giving his life for us. So I want to just exalt you and exalt you on that, that the Lord is our host, amen, in the earth realm. I'm excited to be with you here on the Heavenly Host broadcast to share more with you on how the administration of heaven is working on your behalf. Amen. How the eighth wonder, hallelujah, who is the third person of the Trinity, amen, the resurrected one, the Holy One of Israel, the invisible God, hallelujah, how he is alive. Yes, you must know that he's alive, and I hope he's alive in your heart. I hope he's working, his miraculous working power in your life, amen. And I tell you, I'm just so blessed to be here, because as I was meditating on the goodness of the Lord, as we all should do, amen, I'm reminded of the scripture that said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, amen. Taste and see. And I tell you, Apostle Paul said it best when he said, we know in part and we prophesy in part. And that tasting of the Lord, it whets our appetite. Amen. It gives us a hunger and a desire to want more of him. Amen. And God is a good God. He's a gracious God. He's a loving God. And who wouldn't want more of him? Amen. And I tell you, that's why it's so important to be born again of the water and of the Spirit, amen, because the natural man cannot discern the things of the Spirit, because they're what spiritually discerned, amen. The natural man cannot receive those things. So I tell you, in this new year that I'm in with Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, I'm really excited and really declaring to you, whatever your spirituality is, my purpose is to preach the gospel, and I do that excitedly. But in this age, there's so many people who are into spirituality. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to understand the importance of true spirituality, which will always, always, always speak to righteousness. At the end of the day, it would yield the peace of fruit of righteousness. It will speak to justice and fairness and equality. Amen. And that is done by who we are. Glory be to God by who we are. Amen. And more importantly, whose we are. So it's been a blessed week, and I'm glad to be back here on the Heavenly Host broadcast on the Lord our Sabbath. And as I've been sharing with you about the eighth wonder, the new creation, and as I promised, I was going to begin speaking to you about the Jewel City. The Jewel City, starting from Revelation, the 21st chapter, the 1st through the 23rd verse. Before I get into that, I really want to quickly just recap how this message was birthed. And it's really a continuation from the Homecoming Queen from last month's offering and message series. And I tell you, as I begin to look at what the Lord is doing and how he's giving me these messages, the most important thing is to get an understanding on what he's saying. And And that's the same thing he's been saying, and that's for us to what prepare the way of his coming. And yes, that's for the hereafter. That's for that great day where we all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. But it's also preparing for his reign in our life and what he wants to do and how he wants to manifest himself in our life. And I tell you, he cannot do that without our cooperation. He could not do that without our agreement with him, saying, yes, your will, yes, your way, Lord. And that means we have to die to the flesh. And so many people won't, quote unquote, the will of God for their life, but they won't do and follow the application. They won't follow the biblical instruction that's given for that to happen, amen? And most importantly, they will not receive the sacrifice that was given for that to happen, and that's Jesus Christ, amen? God so loved the world which we're in that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever calls shall not perish but have everlasting life. So it's God's will for us to be able to receive the blueprint, amen, the real estate, the sacrifice in which he gave, because he loved this world so much, he loved us so much, his creation so much, that he gave a divine plan, amen? And that divine plan in seeing his will, glory be to God, because he's God of heaven and the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and all that world therein, for us to receive his plan of salvation. And the person in himself, him being God the Father, God the Son, the God the Holy Spirit, so that we can see the will of God come to pass in our life, the desires of our heart come to pass in our life. And I can't stress that enough to you. And again, as I share with you on my Facebook page this week, God gave us free will, amen? And that free will, again, should be used in maturity, amen? And the manifestation of free will always, again, speak to justice and fairness and love, amen? And so I'm excited to be here with you to share this part of the message, because it's really important as I begin to get a greater understanding on how the Lord is really unveiling more and more about our dual citizenship. And by the revelation of his son, Jesus, amen. I'm not studying and bringing to you what I'm learning by the Holy Spirit, by the letter of the law. Yes, it's a lot of knowledge about this 12 tribes of Israel, and it's very important for our prophetic history, amen, because it's important to understand why those things are. And so I'm coming to you by way of the Holy Ghost, by way of my redemption, whereby my adoption, where I cry, Abba, Father, by way of the redemptive blood of Christ. Amen. And so the prophetic fulfillment, glory be to God, the prophetic fulfillment of my life and your life is going to be according to our biblical, the biblical prophetic will of the Lord, amen, according to the instructions, according to the holy prophets, amen, who served the Lord, amen, who did their part in being inspired by the Holy Ghost to fulfill God's will, amen. Even though they failed, many of them, they fulfilled their purpose, but the redemption for our soul could not be completed until what was prophesied of the Messiah coming, amen, who was the ultimate sacrifice. And what I'm so excited about, my audience, and those of you who are listening, who I hope have received the Lord in the pardon of your sins, who I hope have received Christ in your heart, amen, that you may have eternal life, that you may be able to see the salvation of the Lord manifest in your life, amen. And I'm so excited about that, because the fulfillment of our prophetic destiny, amen, is by the New Testament, amen. Again, not by the letter of the law, not by works, amen. That's why it's so important to receive grace, understand grace and understand his mercy and his forgiveness, amen, and most important for us to be able to walk in mercy and forgiveness. But being the New Testament church, amen, whereby we build our life, we build our faith based on our confession with our mouth and believing in our heart on the foundation of the chief apostle Jesus who gave his life for us, amen. So the new creation, amen, that I'm experiencing and I hope that you're experiencing in your life, which is unique to each of us. Amen. It's unique to each of us on how the Lord chooses to manifest that in our life. But one thing is sure is the word of the Lord. What he says to one, he says to all. And how, glory be to God, how that manifests depends on how he chooses to deal with each of us. Amen. And that's why it's such a blessing to have a personal relationship with the Lord. Even though the Lord is doing the same thing with all of us and we should be having the same mind, the same heart, speaking the same things, how he chooses to manifest himself with each of us is unique and different. Amen. We have a different testimony based on how the Holy Spirit is working. Amen. That eighth wonder, that third person of the Holy Spirit is working in each of our lives. And so I pray that you are experiencing the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's real. He's a real person. The administration of heaven is real. The angels are real. Amen. And they are ready to work for us. Amen. And that's only by the invisible kingdom. You need to understand that because, again, the kingdom of heaven is not of this world. Amen. It's an invisible kingdom. And I'm so excited about the Lord who laid down his life for us, amen, so that we can start again, that we may begin again, amen. And most importantly, I'm excited about the word of God, amen, revelation, the revelation of how that's manifesting. Now, one of the things that I really want to share with you is one of the things the Lord had said to me in all my getting, which is getting an understanding, is how he has placed us, how he set us, is very important. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing in this broadcast, I'm going to be sharing from two resources that I'm going to be expounding from and speaking to you about the new heavens and the new earth. And one is going to be from johnpratt.com. Where he speaks of the 12 sons and the 12 stones. The other website that I'm going to be sharing with you from is discoverrevelation.com. These two websites are very, very informative. They give a great synopsis of what the 12 tribes represents based on the 12 sons, the jewels, the manifestation and the importance of what they mean, amen, the revelation of what they mean. And I tell you, again, the Lord has really, really given me a greater understanding on heaven and even how that place looks, how heaven looks and how that is how we're to unveil it in our life, amen, through holiness, amen, through holiness. And so I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to go back to my notes and stay on course because I don't want to miss anything that he gave me to share with you on today. Because one of the things that he said to me regarding the new creation by way of our redemption, amen, him being our redeemer, amen, he redeemed my life from the grave. He canceled all those contracts. He voided all of the laws that was written against me, amen, according to the flesh, according to the old nature, and gave me a new law, amen, the law of love, amen, and I'm so excited about that. And the blessing part about understanding, amen, and grasping and discerning what the Lord's will is being in the Spirit, amen, being born again of the water of the Spirit, having spiritual eyes to see, having spiritual ears to hear, and that hearing coming by the Word of God. Now, one of the things that I'm excited about is what he said to me regarding the new heavens and the new earth, the new dominion that is here. This is here, just like the Antichrist is here. He said that the new Jerusalem, and I'm going to go quickly to my website and read from the first verse before I go to John Pratt. And in the first verse, we see Apostle John, St. John, saying that he saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, "Behold, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself," no substitutions, no third parties, "God himself shall be with them and be their God." Now, I might not get past this part, but I want to stay here for the duration of this broadcast, because what we're seeing is the new heaven and new and a new earth manifesting in a lot of different ways through the governmental systems of the world. Amen. Through our prayers. And I want to make this real clear. Whatever happens in the earth realm is going to be birthed in by the saints of God. It's going to be birthed in by where he positioned us, where he set us in the body. Amen. That's our heavenly position. Amen. That's our earthly position based on what he's doing and what he's called us to do and chose us to do in heaven. Amen. Because whatever it is that we're doing, whatever movement we have, whatever advancement we have, it's according to his will. At least it should be. Let me say that. And that positioning, which we should be holding, that seating, amen, because we're seated together in heavenly places by Christ Jesus, is given to us according to his will and his purpose and how he wants to use us. And the blessing part about that heavenly position, amen, my heavenly seating, is how he shifts me, how he moves me and take me from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And most important, how he, being the good shepherd, is leading me, leading you, and guiding us into all truth. Amen. Because it's by the truth of the gospel, the truth that will set us free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And one of the reasons why I wanted to read that before I go to John Pratt is because he said that the new Jerusalem, the new heaven and new earth, is being manifested by separation. Amen. And he said that he has done the work, and he's still doing the work, of separating the wheat from the tare. Amen. He said when the Lord of the harvest come, he will separate the wheat from the tare. And this separation clearly will position us, whether it be in the eternal damnation and judgment of God, which is manifested by many people having the kingdom of heaven ripped from them. Amen. A lot of them, the Lord is unanointed them. Amen. A lot of them no longer have the glory of God on their life because Ichabod is screaming, Jesus. Amen. And again, these are easily manifested by them being stuck in traditional religion. Amen. By the letter of the word. Amen. By saying the Lord said, he did not say, by manipulation, by mind control, by intrusions, being intrusive and invasive into the lives of his sheep. So, I mean, as a leader, I'm constantly rebuking that. Amen. And that's an indication to me that people are not caught up. Amen. When you're caught up in the spirit with the Lord, amen, there will be no traffic jams. Amen. Everybody will know their place. Our heart will be enlarged and flow together. Amen. Because we know what we're told to do and what we're called to do. And because we're receiving our instructions from him. Amen. So there's no jockeying for position. Amen. There's no using your gifts to sorcerize and peep and see. Amen. Through by way of the flesh. It's not necessary. Glory be to God. And again, if you truly love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, it will become easy. And I'm determined to manifest that in my own life. Amen. I don't have to jockey for position. There's no big eyes, no little U's. We're all one in Christ. Amen. It's about the Lord and His body, amen, that He gave us, and the body of Christ as a whole. But let me move on to what He shared with me about the wheat and the tare. Because He said the new heaven and new earth is being manifested by my and by your godly, holy lifestyle. Amen. He says, and by the command of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. We're seeing the heavens and the new earth manifested right where you live, right where I live, by the command of the Lord that He is given to what? Come from among them. And be ye separate, says the Lord, then will I receive you unto myself. Amen. So if you have not obeyed the Lord and allow Him to sanctify you, amen, for you to come from among certain things and certain people, amen, there cannot be no clarification. There can be no glorification of His glory, because He said, my glory will I not share with another. Amen. And when God sends us out as sheep among wolves, amen, as we sit among those who don't know the Lord, which Jesus did, amen, He did so knowing who He was, amen. So that means when God sends you in midst of people who are not born again, which we're supposed to be among people who are not saved, because how else are they going to hear the word? How else they going to see Jesus unless we're in their midst? That you're prepared to be that light and that beacon without compromising the word of the Lord, amen, without speaking and exalting my ministry, amen. So that's the thing that I wanted to make sure that I declared to you in the first part of this of Revelation 21. Is that the new heaven and new earth is coming down as God does a work in our life, amen, as we become obedient to the word of God and obey the word of God and allowing that divide to happen. Now, I'm going to quickly go to Pratt, johnpratt.com, because the blessing that I so love, DiscoverRevelation.com. That's where I'm going first. Revelation. DiscoverRevelation.com. Because in his synopsis, in the synopsis of Revelation 21, he expounds on heaven being an eternal state. Amen. And that eternal state is following the millennium and the final judgment, centering in the New Jerusalem as the eternal happiness of the saved. Amen. And again, nobody's going to be in heaven unless they're meant to be. Amen. He goes on to say that the first heaven and the first earth are replaced by a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. And which was prophesied by Isaiah. But I also want to include with it said here by what was done by Noah, what God did by Noah, amen, which is representative of this month, because this month it also represents water, amen, it represents water. And the Lord said that what He's doing is bringing fresh waters, hallelujah, fresh waters. And that's why it's important to have a clean well. Amen. And our womb, our heart is the thing that the Lord is washing by the washing of the word of God. Amen. That cleansing, amen, that He's doing, amen, and washing away the old, the former, amen, so that there can be a new, is represented by Noah. Amen. And I'm excited about that, because the first heaven and the first earth passed away by Noah. Amen. And again, Noah could not do it, so he had to do a new thing. Amen. And so the first heavens have passed away. Amen. And the new heaven and the new earth, because again, it's conjunction. It's not just God doing stuff in the heavens and it never manifests on earth. No, we are here. I'm here as the Redeemer of the Lord, as one who is saved from my sins by way of repentance, by way of the blood of Jesus, to manifest the kingdom of heaven. Amen. He goes on to say that there were no more sea. Amen. There was nothing that was dividing us, keeping us from seeing the new heaven and new earth. Amen. And again, when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, the veil was ripped from the top. Amen. From the top. Amen. That we may be able to see, we may be able to enter in to the Holy of Holies ourselves, that he will open himself up to us himself. And that's what Jesus said. If you open up your heart, I'll come in, I'll sup with you. You should be my people and I should be your God. He wants a tabernacle with us, live with us. Amen. And that living with us is living within us by way of our heart. Amen. He goes on to say, as the chapter opens, all the sinners of all the ages, both demons and men, including Satan, the beast, the false prophet, are in the lake of fire forever. Amen. So that separation that he was talking about is not just manifested by us coming from among them. That has spiritual significance of whom he would tell us to separate from. Amen. Or anything that he tells us to separate us from, because they have a certain place where they're going. Amen. And so it's really important for you to understand that when the Lord tells you to release certain things or how important it is to get deliverance or healing, that those things will try to separate you from the love of God. Amen. Separate you from the spiritual a presence of the Holy Spirit that he wants to release in your atmosphere, which is something he also talked about in this synopsis. Glory be to God. Now, he goes on to say that the whole universe has been destroyed and God creates a new universe to be the eternal dwelling place of the redeemed. Glory be to God, of the redeemed. And that's why it's so important for us to preach the gospel, proclaim the gospel, share our testimony on what God did in our life, how we became new, how we got to where we are by faith. Amen. Because the word of God said that the just shall live by faith, despite the circumstances, despite the situations that we see, how God did it for us. Amen. And so our testimony being the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. And again, that's the difference between a person who is a false witness and a real witness. Amen. They will have a testimony of Jesus Christ on what he did. Amen. I can tell you and share with you every junction and every station of my life what God did. Amen. And giving me victory in impossible situations, amen, being up against incredible odds, how the Lord came in and showed himself strong on my behalf, amen. Now, he goes on to say that the new heavens, the old heavens have passed away, amen, and I decree and declare to you and that I know that one way of that was when we confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The new heavens and the new earth started when I confessed my sins. Glory be to God. Your new heaven, amen, the opening of heaven began with your confession. Glory be to God. And so each of us, when we confess our sins, forsake our sins, repent of our sins, turn away from the old nature, and receive the infallible word of the Lord, amen, which we preach, which we speak, which we declare, which we pray, amen, which we speak to one another by way of psalms and worship and singing, by fellowshipping, by Bible study. We're creating a new heaven and new earth. Why? Because those words are being released in the universe. It's being released in the atmosphere of where you live, which is forming, amen, and framing the new world, amen. So, you know, it's really important for you to understand that, as the Word of God says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there will he be in the midst, amen. And he wants to know that change can happen right where you are, amen. And that's not in such a religious way, where somebody always got to be the leader, amen. We come together and we share the Word of the Lord, which is our testimony of Jesus and what he did, because it's him that's going to manifest himself, amen, through that place and that space that you create for him, amen. And so that's one of the revelations that he gave me when I got saved, when I first initially gave my heart to the Lord. He said, I'm now able to, through you, amen, through your heart, through your life, through your decisions, through your worship, through your praise, bring forth and manifest the kingdom of heaven, amen, in your life, amen. And that's why it's so important to understand why not only the body of Christ is important, but the whole arm of God, amen, because the very thing that God used to lead us to him was our heart, amen. And the Word of God says, "With a heart, man, with a man's heart, does he believe unto salvation? Does he believe unto righteousness?" And so, I'm going to quickly introduce one of the things the Lord gave me regarding the Jewel City, which is the breastplate of righteousness, amen. And Revelation talks a lot about the Jewel City. And he gets into the different stones. But I'm going to start off by sharing with you the breastplate of righteousness. Because he said the breastplate of righteousness, having the breastplate of righteousness, will unveil not only my heart and what's in the mind of the Spirit, but it also protects your heart. Amen. That's why Jesus said only the pure in heart shall see God. That's why the Word of God tells us to guard your heart, because out of his issues of life. And that breastplate of righteousness, which John Pratt talks about, is really important, because inscribed on the breastplate of righteousness in those prophetic days and times really were the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. And each tribe was represented by a stone. Amen. And I tell you, the blessing part about understanding why the number 12 is so important, because 12 represents authority. It represents a new governing. Amen. And again, that governing is not by oppressiveness. Amen. And lording over someone. It's by meekness. It's by having true authority, amen. We all are leaders in our life. If you're a mother, you're a father, a teacher, you're a leader, amen. And we can manifest the righteousness of God, amen, the righteousness of Christ through whatever he's set us and given us, amen, whatever assignment he's given us. But I wanted to bring to you and speak on the breastplate of righteousness, because, again, in that illustration of the armor they used to wear, it literally represented and spoke to the universe and was symbolic of the tribes. And as I shared with you in the previous broadcast, the Lord is bringing us together from the four corners of the earth, amen. And again, God knows those who are his. The Lord knows those who are truly saved, amen. And so we can't toot our own horn, and we can confess the Lord Jesus Christ and declare our salvation, but he truly knows in the end who will make it in, amen. And that's why it's so important for us to have his righteousness. Now, what I'm going to do is close up the broadcast, because when I come back, I'm going to begin to minister to you on the unraveling of the mystery, amen, of the 12 tribes, the 12 foundations, the 12 colors, the 12 constellations that are in the universe that represent what he's saying and what he's doing, and how important it is for us to now to get aligned for the new year that's coming. Glory be to God. Amen. For the on the Gregorian calendar as well as God's holy calendar. Amen. And so being properly aligned and understanding your place. Amen. By way of your prophetic identity. Amen. Where he's placed you. Being able to trace your prophetic biblical lineage back, so you could understand, okay, wow, wow, this is why I manifest these certain traits, because I'm of the tribe of, you know, and our identity is of Christ. Let me make that clear. Our identity is of Christ, but understanding and knowing your prophetic history of those who are of the faith, amen, because I'm speaking of those who are of the faith, who were born into the faith, those who have a birthright, glory be to God, those who truly have an inheritance among those who are sanctified. That's who I'm talking to, amen, so that you can understand how important it is to understand biblically how to be aligned, amen, and receive all that the Lord has from you, amen, as we begin again, amen, as he begins to give us a new beginning. And again, every morning, every day is a new beginning. Well, that's all the time I have for today on the Heavenly Host broadcast. I thank and I praise the Lord for you being here. And as always, I'm going to upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. And when I come back, I look forward to ministering to you more about the new heaven and new earth, the new dominion, amen, the eighth wonder, amen, the Godhead Bali, the Godhead Trinity, amen, how he's working. Glory be to God, how God is so wise and how he creates everything, even chaos, amen, how he uses it for his glory, amen. And so I pray that you are in the will of the Lord, amen, that you are saved today, and that you will take this opportunity to confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised us from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. And you create it. Amen. You create your salvation through your confession. Amen. And the birthing of your faith starts now. Starts the moment you confess him and you open your heart and receive in him. Amen. I love you. Peace and blessings. And hopefully I'll be back with you on Lisa Marie's Sunday's Brunch on tomorrow to share more with you. Until then, peace, blessings, and love. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon as well as your evening. Love ya.